Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you. Today is Sunday, June 1st. Happy Resurrection Day. Happy Ascension Sunday, a day where we think about the Lord going up and departing into heaven, but He doesn't leave us. He leaves us with His Holy Spirit. Today we'll read some about this in Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 14. Our memory verse also talks about the Lord's ascension. It's Luke chapter 24, verse 51. While He was blessing them, He left them and was taken up into heaven. Let's get started with Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 14. This is our guided tour through the Bible, and it just happens to talk about the ascension, and this is what we're focusing on in worship today. I love how the Lord has paired these verses with the theme for worship. Then they gathered around Him and asked Him, "Lord, are You at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by His own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be My witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." After He said this, He was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid Him from their sight. They were looking intently up to the sky as He was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking in the sky? This same Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen Him go into heaven." Then the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the hill called the Mount of Olives, a Sabbath's day walk from the city. When they arrived, they went upstairs to the room where they were staying. Those present were Peter, John, James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas son of James. They all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with His brothers. Did you notice here in this passage that the disciples are wondering, "Hey, Lord, are You going to restore Israel at this time?" They're wondering about the timing of everything. And Jesus redirects them to the mission. He says, "You're going to receive the Holy Spirit and power will come upon you. And you're going to take My message and be My witnesses." Do you remember where? In Jerusalem, Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. This is our challenge as well as disciples of Christ, to take His story, to be witnesses of how Christ has worked in our lives to the ends of the earth. Our second passage today is Luke chapter 2, verses 22 through 40. Remember, in our second passage, we are going through the book of Luke, and today we get to read about Simeon and Anna's faithful anticipation of the Lord who will come, and then when they get to see Jesus, the fulfillment of prophecy. When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took Him to Jerusalem to present Him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for Him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people, Israel. The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Penuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. There's so much here I want to talk about, but I'm just going to limit it to one thing. What a wonderful prayer that we can pray for the children in our lives that is in verse 40. It says that Jesus grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. Let us pray together for the children in our lives even now. Lord, we do pray that they would grow to know you, and that they would become strong in your word, and they would be filled with the wisdom of your wonderful law, your wonderful word, and that they would be filled with the grace of God. Moving now to the Proverbs, today we'll read Proverbs chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. They are a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I want to end the podcast with a prayer for Ascension Day from Common Worship, Times and Seasons. God of Majesty, you led the Messiah through suffering into risen life and took him up into the glory of heaven. Clothe us with the power promised from on high, and send us forth to the ends of the earth as heralds of repentance and witnesses of Jesus Christ, the firstborn from the dead, who lives with you now and always in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.